Do you know where your heart is located? How about your bladder? According to a study published by British researchers, an alarming number of people are ignorant of these and many other basic anatomical facts. The researchers showed several hundred people drawings of a male or female body featuring the major organs. The pictures included one organ in place and the rest misplaced. Of the more than 700 people interviewed, only half knew where the heart belongs, and only a third got the position of the lungs right. On the brighter side, more than 85% of people got the intestines right, and 80% knew where the bladder belongs. But of course, that means that 20% whiffed when it came to locating the bladder. Okay, fine. Many people, at least in England, don't know their anatomy. So what? Well, for one thing, the study's results were about the same as a similar study done in the 1970s. So over the past 40 years, we've gained little ground in educating people about what's inside the body. And it seems reasonable that knowing more about what's inside us and how organs work is generally a good thing. But more importantly, how much or how little we know about anatomy can affect our health. Other studies have shown that, given the general ignorance of anatomy, doctors shouldn't assume that patients understand what their organs are and how they work, even when a patient is being treated for a diseased or failed organ. Does knowing more about the body translate to people making healthier life choices? It's hard to say, but more anatomical knowledge certainly can't hurt. This moment of science comes from Indiana University, with production support from the Office of the Provost. Today's program was prepared by Jeremy Shear, with help from Valerie Dean O'Loughlin in the Medical Sciences program. There are hundreds more moments of science on our website at amos.indiana.edu. I'm Don Glass. Don't have enough a moment of science in your life? You can find us on Facebook and Twitter. Visit our website, amomentofscience.org, for details.